All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
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 STI. How to change your heart.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Never been into the title thing. Cause I figured that the next step was
buy a ring.
Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling. Or be trying to sing for shorty,
you're my girl.
Just in case you had a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's everybody feeling tonight?
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello over there in TV land.
What's good?
Welcome.
You guys are sounding very excited tonight.
Hey, happy to be alive. Happy to be alive.
That's the truth.
That's what's important.
And welcome everyone to the Emotion Picture. And I am your co-host, bottom of the rung, lowest totem pole, Victorious.
Next in line is?
Oh, me, Brooklyn's own, Atlanta import, export, Shah Simula.
And yours truly, jet-setting Jasmine, who is holding down the board tonight, a.k.a. don't expect nothing fancy.
All right, as long as you're booing people, as long as you're using the chairs properly, as long as you're applauding, we're cool. Oh,
wow.
Yes. So, please, Vic, do us the honor and introduce tonight's topic.
All right, I always got to do the grunt work. Well, pretty much, this topic comes from a conversation that three of us were having after the last show. You know, we do our little conference calls and talk about, you know, topics, and something that is not prevalent in our lives, thankfully, but is out there in the world, is that when people are together, there is sometimes no real support, you know, whether it be that person supporting their goals and their career, you know, school, whatever it is, you know, their dreams. A lot of people feel unsupported, and everything could be right with the person, but if they don't get that support, you know, everything could feel wrong. And so we want to talk about that, you know, how to recognize if you are indeed being supported, how to support somebody, how to let someone know that you need more support, and all sorts of different, you know, word combinations have new support and everything. And then there's other people that who is great, having a great, you know, experience that they got their mates back and they got their back and everything is fine. So we're going to hear from them too. We're going to hear from some success stories. And today's show is support systems.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you. So, as you were introducing, I was also thinking about the people who have a hard time letting others support them. So those we're talking about all those categories as well.
I could do it by myself. My father didn't help me. Yeah, those. Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yes.
Yeah, I can do battle by myself.
Yes, do battle all by myself. I don't need nobody. Good one, Jazz. Mm-hmm. I guess so, Jazz. I mean, do you have experience with that? Are you one of those? No.
No, I like support. I like support. I can. Yeah, I'm definitely can accept support and give it also. I like, you know, to be someone's number one cheerleader, and I like having one too. I like having a few cheerleaders actually. But
Whoa, family. So, Okay.
What? I don't.
Play up,
play up. So, I think for this, where my stance is in tonight and what I'm hoping that I will get from our listeners and from my co-host is, you know, at what part in the support system do you draw the line? You know, how do you know when your source of support is either unwarranted or, you know, when you're just maybe doing too much, you know, when does it come, when is it not really supporting that person as their number one cheerleader, but maybe you're doing all the work, or when it becomes draining, like at what point do you say, you know what, this is no longer, it's no longer a partnership, it's becoming very one-sided. So for me, I think I've been in relationships where I was cheering and maybe what I wanted, I wanted things more than that person did for themselves. You know, like someone saying, here's an example. This person that that I once dated was telling me how much he wanted to go back to school and how, you know, this was so important to him. He had started out his college career and, you know, life happened, and he talked about really wanting to go back. I kept trying to set the stage where it was possible. You know, I'll take on extra hours so that way you can, you know, go to school and be able to focus, and or, you know, take that extra class. I'll help you study and those type of things. But it really didn't seem, in the end, it didn't seem that that was truly what was the most important to him. It started to become more important to me than to him. So I dropped it.
I mean, was he in school?
Yeah, like when we got together, he was like coming out of a semester, and then so he had, you know, was out for like a year, but was always talking about it. And I was in school, and you know, kind of thinking back, I'm like, well, maybe he was just kind of using that, like, oh, you're in school, I wish I was too, or you don't understand, you know, what it's like to have to, you know, work and you can't get back in school. So I was like, you know, but you can, really, you know, we can do this. And but then whenever the opportunity presented itself, he was really full of excuses. So after a few tries at, like, helping this person or thinking that I was helping this person, I realized that it was more my desire and really not so much his.
And y'all not together today, correct?
No, and he still hasn't gone back to school.
Well, as we laugh at him. But, I mean, if it wasn't his desire, if you realize that it was all about, you know, your desire, then why didn't you stay with him?
Well, because I guess the person that I met, you know, it seemed, I guess in the big scheme of things, I think maybe it would have been okay if he went back to school, but it wasn't something that was truly his priority. And the goal that I was working towards was something that was in line with what I wanted in my significant other. But that, you know, but then after realizing, like, oh, maybe this is just game he was kicking, or it was just something that wasn't that important to him, I realized that we didn't have the same goals in mind.
So basically, he had a lot of campaign promises, basically.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm finna go to law school. You know, I'm finna be a CEO next week.
Yeah,
and, you
so
know.
You're thinking you're with, you know, up-and-coming, you know,
a mobile person.
Right, and I thought that this person really had the capacity to do well. You know, I saw the potential, but for whatever it was that was blocking him from meeting what he said was his goals, you know, it didn't fit. And then I think that became a turnoff to me, something that you said was important to you. You keep putting your own roadblocks up. So
man,
then,
you can
know,
do it every day, man. You do that all the time. It's fake potential energy. You make it look like it's real potential energy, but it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, reel you in, tell you about the dreams and aspirations, things we want to do. All that stuff sounds good on the first couple of dates. But, you know, dude was comfy, man. After a while,
right.
It is what it is. Once you let him sniff it, you know, that's it. He got money.
Well, we don't know if he sniffed it. We don't know that.
Nah, we know. We definitely know.
Well, we didn't have the emotion picture then for me to, you know, rely on for good advice. But, no, I agree with you 100%, Shai. I think that he was like, okay, this is what she's doing, so this is obviously what she's into, so I'll just throw this and, you know, kind of rode out for a few semesters on me with that.
And you never saw disappearing acts, right?
I did. I actually did.
You did.
That.
You heard that? She saw disappearing acts.
I saw
well,
I thought
We have a caller on the line, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
I heard the doorbell. Is someone there?
Hello.
Hello.
9.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
We can.
Man, choppy though.
Yeah,
take the speakerphone off.
Your phone.
Phone on your ear. To support the phone.
Okay. I'm in the woods. I'll call back later when I'm home.
That sounds so bad. Just get a little closer to your phone. We want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, what I was going to say is that I have a similar story, but from someone I dated and also a friend, because I myself am people's biggest cheerleader. So I met this guy, and he worked a cruddy job, complained about it all the time, but he really wanted to be a firefighter. So my way of supporting
his dream.
You started fire.
My way of supporting his dreams was to look up firefighter schools in Florida and talk to my uncle that is a firefighter and figure out what all you need to do. So I gave him a list of schools and what he needed to do, and when I gave him that, I gave him 6 months to get into school. He didn't know that that was my deadline, but that was my own personal deadline.
Wait a minute. How do you give somebody an ultimatum and not tell them?
You got to communicate that, Mom.
I'm a go-getter, and if you hate your situation in 6 months, you need to change it. And
but you got to tell them.
He was still I told him at the end of the 6 months.
That's what we call a secret indictment right there.
I was like, I gave you that information. You did nothing. You complained about your job, and it's been 6 months. I'm sorry. I got to break up with you. And I did.
All right, well, did he go to firefighter school at all?
He emailed me like a year later and told me that was the best thing that anyone did and that he was in firefighter school.
This
is a firefighter now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't talk to him because in my mind he was still a loser. I just said congratulations for finally going to school. But in terms of the kind of person that
I need some fellas to call in. I got some guys calling right now because he actually did go to school. So maybe you should have had a little more patience with him.
Yeah.
No, I think because I didn't have patience is what made him go to school. So it ended up working to his benefit. Now, I've also had this situation with friends who tell me they want to go to school. My name is Doc P for a reason. I have a PhD. And so people are like, oh, I want to go to school. And I'm my friend's biggest cheerleaders. But I've had tons of friends who say I'm going, and then they don't go, and they don't do it. And then I'm all exhausted because, like Jet said and Jasmine said, you end up putting so much of your energy into these people, and they're not doing it for themselves. And that sucks.
So. Thank you, caller. Thank you so much.
Man, I hear that. And what's your name, caller?
Doc P.
Doc P. Thank you.
Y'all be having the weirdest nicknames. Well, I mean, you know, to me personally, I don't see anything wrong giving somebody an ultimatum, but I think that it's only fair to let the person know that you're watching a certain aspect of their behavior, and that if it doesn't change in a certain amount of time, that, you know, you're out. I think it's only right.
But that's when you get the lip service and all of that kind of stuff that Shaw was talking about. If they know that they're going to, you know, lose your interest or lose your attention, then they might take one out of the 5 steps that you're providing. Don't you think so?
Well, she's using your kung fu against you. She's saying that if you do get the notice, they'll just give you the lip service.
Oh, man, listen, man. A lot of people have dreams, things that they will never... Like, 90% of the world is made up of people that think that they want something, but they're really not going to go get it. I don't know. Support is like a thin line between... You can't give somebody 6 months in your own mind and not tell them. Like, it's about communication. It's about really building with somebody. It's about really wanting to be with them, and that's what support is to me. Like, what do I know?
Yeah, what I want to know, like, was he sitting at home playing Nintendo every day, or was he actually working another job at the same time? Because, you know, following your dreams, and, you know, I'm all for that. I mean, sometimes you have to do other things at the same time, and that may slow you down. Like, you know, if you're working from 9 to 5, to train to be a firefighter is a very, you know, strenuous thing. you know,
it's
a lot.
Yeah,
you need to be a firefighter.
But
if
you want to
support him, become an arsonist.
You'll put that shit out real quick, won't you?
But you guys know, as men that have, you know, that are either living your dream or are really,
really?
Putting things in line. I think so, right? Okay.
You know,
we're
your
trying.
Co-host, Josh Timberline, like Victorious. He's the wrong co-host. It's the wrong show for that. I don't know what my dreams are.
Come on.
That's the latter half of the show. That's next week's show. You know, the dream. What happened to my dreams?
Okay.
No, but it's. A lot of people give up. You know that, Jazz.
Yeah.
It's people create excuses for themselves every day. Like people that work at 9 to 5 really wanted to do something else. You know what I'm saying? So it's tough to sit there and judge somebody and be like, "Yo, you're a loser." I'm not saying that everybody, you know, should sit home and play video games and not go out and do something that they want to do. But I'm just saying support is patience, and you know, it's really communicating with somebody and finding out what they really want to do. Because I can sit here over and over and over and tell you that I want to be whatever, a police officer. Look at Vic's face. I can want to do it, but never get up off my ass and really do it. And that's, it may not be something I want to do. I may think I want to do that shit, but just somebody sending me, you know, online stuff every day about a police job opening and I never make a move on it, obviously that's not what I wanted to do. So should I be crucified for it?
Well, that's poor communication on your behalf too. I don't think anything is wrong.
It is.
Saying, you know, at the beginning of our relationship 6 months ago, I was really looking into, you know, becoming a firefighter. But I realized that that's not really going to fit into where I am right now. Now I'm considering, you know, something else. But I think it's like this conversation that we're having is more in tune to that person who does nothing, you know, and really waste your time and your energy is the person that, or like she says, is constantly complaining about their life but not willing to make some small sacrifices. I know people who really wanted to play sports all their lives. But, you know, the stars just didn't align right. They, for whatever reason, maybe they got hurt or, you know, the timing, the situation just didn't work out right. So to stay involved in their passion, they might volunteer. They might work with, you know, on coach, you know, a little league team or something like that. They might stay involved in that way opposed to, like, sitting home on the couch and just moping about how their dream just didn't pan out.
You're right. But what about the person that has a dream and is chasing it while working, but is not getting support? Like, what happens then?
You know, I'll tell, and then I definitely want to switch and I want to hear you guys, your personal experience. But I was with someone who wanted to be a musician and had a lot. Okay. He had
no, those were the worst.
Okay. He had a lot of skill and talent. And, you know, I thought that it was definitely a worthy, you know, something worthy to pursue. But he really didn't give himself some clear markers as to, you know, if this is something that I should spend the rest of my life pursuing. So it was very hard to support this person's dreams, because there wasn't a real clear outline of how he was going about it. You know, being in the studio every night and
dropping mad hot 16 though, Jazz. Come on.
Spitting fire.
Spitting hot to fire every night. Come on.
Every night, and then it's
hot
a
to fire.
Of course, you got to catch up on sleep, right?
Right.
But there was really no roadmap. So for me, you know, of course, and in the
wait a minute, I have to cut you off there. I know a lot of gangster rappers, right? And you know, there's no way you can tell me this guy was in the studio every night and he didn't have some sort of a plan. Now, do you mean he didn't have a plan, or he didn't like his plan? So these guys have all types of different illusions, you know, about you know how they're gonna make it. Is everybody, every rapper has a plan on how they're gonna make it?
No, they don't, Vic. You know that. They really don't.
Okay.
Nah, they may not be a good plan, but they may be like, yo, I'm going to get this, and I'm going to see Puff Daddy one day. Like, they all got a plan.
No, they don't.
You know, they don't.
I talk to a lot of them. And they don't know what the hell they do. They think.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you, Sha. I think that it was coming to the point where it was enjoyable being in the studio, and it was starting to become a hobby. You know, when there was no, like, because there was no plan, you're not really getting in front of people. You're not networking
the
right people. Yeah, but nothing. And again, it's not supposed to be.
Wait a minute, I'm not
trying to.
He was doing shows, Jazz. I mean, he's trying. What's up with that?
What kind of shows, though? Yeah. What kind of shows? For, like, 20 people at a showcase?
Don't be a show snob, Sha. Come on.
Hey.
I mean, you got to start. Come on.
I've been there.
That was last week.
I'm going to tell you guys. There is nothing wrong with trying at all. There's nothing wrong with having a hobby. There's nothing wrong with chasing your dreams and being passionate or having a slow start. Not everybody, most people don't, you know, their talent isn't discovered and they become superstars. But you also have to have a plan. I wanted to be a professional dancer. Okay, that didn't work out. I still had to maintain a full-time job, you know what I mean? And I had to say, if I can't go at it this way, I'm going to incorporate my art into another way, but I still have to continue living. I can't live in the past. So, at any rate.
What made you give up? Other people, right?
No, it really wasn't other people. It was the choices that I made.
It wasn't other humans? You didn't become a mother?
Yeah, it was. It was my child. I couldn't be.
There you go. That's a human.
Dancer. Yeah, I couldn't be a starving dancer with the family to support. That is correct.
Yeah. So, therefore, you got people out there that may not have children, which is not an extension of themselves, but they have a person at home or a girl or a guy that's telling them, you know, I don't support what you do. when you got a kid, you got to do it. When you got a spouse or a girlfriend or boyfriend, you might be kind of hesitant. So,
and I mean, I think that in that case, it's all right to, you know, that's when you part ways, because this person doesn't see my dream, and they're not here to support me, and they don't like the way that I'm going about doing it. So I don't think that the non-supporters should get crucified either. She didn't stick
it out.
No,
hell no. Especially if you ain't got no plan. If you have no plan, I don't think you deserve support. Like, that's just me. I've coasted years without a real plan. So I wouldn't even be mad if somebody was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just thought it was going to happen or work out. So I get it.
I'll be having plans. Huh?
Tell me your experience as a person that, as a supporter, a motivator, or a person that needed support and motivation.
I don't be in the studio every night, so I don't, you know. I know about all that. I don't want to be no firefighter. Most people who get down with me pretty much know that I'm finna be doing something with myself. So
you finna be?
You said what now?
You said you finna be?
Finna be what?
You said you finna be doing something with yourself. I said you finna be.
Yeah. I'm finna.
Sometimes
I say finna, you know. I'm from New York, but I became a man in the South. So there's certain things I retained, you know, from my youth. But anyhow, you know, can I continue to conversate, please? Can I conversate? Thank you.
you conversate, my baby, irregardlessly.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's eating him up right now, using the bad grammar and shit. Yeah, I don't got a college degree, you know, in high school. But,
Go ahead, brother.
Thank you. Now, if I can diplomat, like I was just a Lincoln. Anyway, so allow me to exacerbate what I was saying, my point, you know. I never really, you know what, man, you know, I ain't never really had no problem with someone supporting me or not supporting me. For a long time, people did not support me. But I didn't really notice that. I didn't know that was something that I was supposed to have. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when you're young in relationships, you don't really understand that it takes a whole lot more than, you know, love or infatuation in order to make something work. So for my first few relationships, you know, support system or something that wasn't really missing. You know, I may have not got it, but I didn't really, you know, notice I didn't have it because it's like, whatever, you know, I'm doing it all myself anyway. But, you know, you start getting older and start trying to develop a life with somebody, you know, I definitely started to realize that, okay, well, I need someone to not really motivate me, but I need someone to encourage me, you know, doing certain things, you know, that I do, whether it be career-wise, social-wise, civilly. I need someone that basically I can come home to or call on the phone that, you know, pats me on the back, gives me a hug or whatever, you know, or maybe give me some sound advice, you know, if they're qualified to give me advice. And so that's all I really need, you know, just that encouragement. And I think I get that. You know, I've always, you know, as a older man, I've gotten that. I think that I give that. I haven't really heard anyone tell me that I haven't given them that. But I think that my problem is something that, Jazz, you mentioned earlier, is sometimes I may give, like, too much support. You know, like, you may have, let's say, a kid who wants to ride a bike, and I'll be that father that, well, you know, that pushing them, you know, on the back, like mad blocks and shit, never letting them, you know, do it by themselves. They'd be like, I don't want to do it by myself. Okay, I'll push you. You know what I'm saying? You ready? I'm not ready. All right, daddy got you. You know, that's kind of like me. You know, keep on pushing them on the screen and everything. And I learned that pretty much what I'm doing is I'm tiring myself out, you know, and I'm also probably stunting their development, you know. So that's been my thing, you know, just pretty much supporting a little bit too much. Cause like I said, it's people that they don't support themselves. And I had to learn, like, don't support nobody when you're supporting themselves. Like,
but you're a nurturer.
Yeah, we discussed this. I am a nurturer. I am an expert.
Okay.
That is the pause. You know, I got applause for that. That's what's up.
Don't support anyone.
But I mean, you know, nurturing is something that I think that everybody has in them, but this is a quality that, even in my non-romantic relationships, you know, I'm very supportive of my friends. You know, but it came to a part where, you know what, I can't force these goals on people. Or if someone says, okay, I want to run this marathon, and I'm like, all right, you know, you're going to be running, you know, today? No, I'm going to run next Tuesday. Now I'm like, you got to run. You know, you're in the marathon, right? You know, but all that's just for the birds. Because if that person, you know, I want someone that you know, supports themselves, like I said before. And then I can just add a little bit of encouragement to that, make them know that I appreciate what they're doing and I value their struggle and everything and their perseverance. But just to have someone who is, like we said earlier, just not doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, it's kind of irking, you know. But you don't want to give up on that person too early, you know, because unlike our caller previously, like if you went to the marathon and you haven't really been elevating with your endurance and everything after 6 months, I don't want to leave you after 6 months and then 8 months see you on TV, you don't run the marathon and shit. Not the asshole, because I left you. I ain't trying to, you know, really.
But sometimes people need that, though. Sometimes people need that.
Nigga, I don't need that. That's my girl right there. That's my girl. She did it. You know, that's my ex-girl, I mean. Nah, I ain't trying to be that. Because, you know, and I know people, we keep it real, I know people that may have been supportive of me, and maybe we parted ways and then see me, you know, at a different level of life, and I know they'd be hurting because I get them phone calls where they, oh, so you did do that, even? Oh, wow, I saw you, da-da-da. I'm not trying to even know how that feel, to tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? So you got to find, it's kind of like gambling. It's kind of like getting out right before, you know what I'm saying, that the shit explodes. You know, you want to be able to see someone from A to B, you know, from A to Z. You want to see someone being not shit, them trying to be shit, and then you want to bask in the glory with them, and you want to be like, damn, I was here for this whole process. I remember when you wasn't shit, and now we know we at the Grammys, but you definitely want to be able to share the rewards of that person's labor.
I never thought it worked like that growing up, man.
It don't,
always,
but it could, though.
No, but I always thought, like, even when I started doing music, I tried to stay away from relationships because I never wanted to deal with that whole support thing. Somebody asked me what I'm doing. So I would rather go date, see other people, and have them give me, you know, that cheerleader feeling, and then go get the money, get the fame, and then try to just meet somebody that was famous too, like an actress or a singer or something like that. And that was the way I thought it should go down, because there's no way somebody's going to sit through, you know, me grinding and you know, having no bread and chasing a dream and being out all night and worrying about, like, yo, you still rhyming? Like, you know, I never wanted to deal with that shit. Like, I just felt like if music is going to be my girl, let's ride out. And all the people that didn't support me or didn't believe or didn't want to be there, they're going to be my motivation, and they'll see me on TV. And that's how I saw the other people that was around me, the Jays and the Fabs and the Kanyes, you know what I'm saying? That was how they did it. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it like that.
Well, yeah, that's the artist's dream, you know. Artists, as I said, you know, you make it big and you get yourself a bad model. That's just what that's about. You know, you get yourself a Beyonce now. I mean, there ain't nothing more deep about that shit. It's like, if you envision yourself in entertainment, you envision yourself with the baddest actress in Brazil once you make it, you know. But, you know who does it right is gold diggers. A gold digger will see you, you know, playing goddamn freshman, you know, playing varsity basketball, and will stay with you until the NBA draft, because they have their whole patient game locked down. You know, there's some gold diggers out there that'll get you real early in the game. Freshman year of college, like, oh, yeah, oh, Juwan's 6'10", girl, I'm going to get me the NBA money, and she'll be there. You know, so there's that fake support. Is that fake, like, Sha? Oh, I seen Sha on MTV. Oh, I'm gonna act like I support him. Go ahead, Sha. Go to the studio, baby, whatever, you know. So it does kind of get hazy with that. You don't know if that person is around just for the reward or not, because even with ladies out there, I've been in conversations with guys like, yeah, son, yo, shorty, she's a lawyer. Yeah, shorty, she could be a right there, doctor, son. Yo, in 2 years, son, I'm going to be like Stedman, my nigga, you know. So sometimes, yeah, you know, guys are gold diggers too. Who don't want it to be, you know, Stedman in some way, form, or fashion? Sometimes that support comes from
us.
Huh?
Stedman had a job too.
Yeah, but what's his real job, though?
What's his job? Playing job. I mean, the bottom line is. Go ahead.
Let me bring one of our callers or one of our listeners in the chat room. She's unable to dial in right now, but she shared.
She don't got no phone. If she don't got no phone, I don't know if we can even talk like that.
She's not trying to talk to y'all. She's trying to hear your perspective. So,
okay.
Her thought or her experience was she was with someone, and when she's in a relationship, she is their, you know, number one cheerleader. She saw potential and really, you know, rooted this person on in the right direction. But whenever it comes to her dream or things that she would like to pursue, he basically shits on them.
Well, who's this? Who's saying this?
No, that's not. That's we don't
know.
No, who is it?
This.
Well,
let me go into this damn chat room. What's her name, Jasmine?
No, you can log into the chat room, but
you
the
can't
point,
stop
the reason
this.
Why we're, I'm telling you, the reason why we're not sharing information is because she's in the company of others, so she doesn't want to be identified.
Can't you
can
I'm
have
saying,
privacy
but,
on theemotionpictures.com, and if
what,
you'd like to call in anonymously, you
triangle?
Can dial in at 323-657-1479.
And that one. And you know what? We also have voice modulators where we can disguise your voice to give some time in advance. But wait a minute. What? We can't know her chat room name either?
It's all right. We don't need to know all that. The problem
is...
I'm just wondering
what's going on, though. I don't know. It's kind of quagmire.
And she'll feed us answers. But the point is...
I support you, girl. Just type, let her know that I support whatever she got going on. You want to be a clown? I got you. Tell her that. Type that. clown.
He will put. She can hear you. She will. He will put on your red nose for you if you want to be a clown. But right now, she wants
and
to
the powder,
share,
baby.
You know how?
What does she want to do?
We can't know. No. Don't, because he'll know. He's listening.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. That's whatever she wants to do. She wants to.
What
be a clown.
Type of shit is she
that.
Into, though?
She wants to be a professional
Let me tell you
clown.
This. You tell you this right on a real though on a really real. This may not be the proper forum, but I would hope that whoever she's dating knows how she feels about not being supported. You know, you gotta
What's
let
the
person
way?
Know.
Yeah, so that's
the best way to
just
say, "Hey babe, I feel like I got your back, but you don't got my back." What you mean though?
See,
you know.
You have to have
give the examples. I feel like when I go to the circus and I ask you, babe, you know, what big shoes should I wear? You know, you be like, I don't care. Like, you know, you never come to see me. Like Dad and I were talking about it earlier that we have personal friends of ours that don't listen to the show, you know, and that's kind of whack. So you definitely want to let the person know how you feel about that, you know, give them 3 months, whatever it is, because, you know, you don't want it to be your secret. You never want a problem. You know, you don't want the emotional picture to know about your problem and your mate doesn't. That's not going to work out, you know. And he may not know how to support someone. You know, he may not know what you need. Yeah, you know, you got to let the person know how you need to be supported. You know,
that's a common problem.
Yeah,
that's a very common problem.
You know,
have you guys ever been in a relationship? Well, you said no, Vic, but Shaw, have you ever been in a relationship where, you know, somebody, you're with somebody, they go to all your shows, they listen to your music? Oh, and I did have a story about that, too.
Well, I was thinking about it, though, Jazz. Not to cut you off, but you know what, Jazz? I can relate because you don't want to, man, like, there's been women who have, they didn't want me to be a DJ. You know, that they've said, well, I can't date a DJ. You know, and that's real heavy right there. So sometimes, you know, you don't want to say, you know, like, sure, I mean, I want to say I'm a rapper. I mean, I may not have wanted to say, you know, I'm a DJ, because that right there is a lot of women don't want to support that unless you happen to be somewhat in power, you know, or have money. But then it's like, well, they don't like that lifestyle. And so they sometimes try to sabotage that or weigh you down with that. And, you know, then there are times where, like you were kind of about to start to mention that, you know, they won't go to shows or won't go to parties and they'll know that I'm doing A, B, and C, but they won't actively, you know, be there. Like, they'll talk about, I know you got bitches out there, you know, who are your cool groupies, you know, but, bitch, you come to my show. You won't never be backstage either. You know what I'm saying? What you want,
right.
You know me to do. You know, so, Sha, what do you think?
I mean, I got a lot going on. Like, I'm doing the Monday Rant with radio show, music shows, a bunch of crap. Like, it's hard for me to worry about somebody supporting everything I do. What you want to do is just, I think the Leo in me probably just wants a little appreciation. Somebody that says, you know, I see your talent. I believe in what you're doing. Of course, they're going to want to know how is it being monetized, because that's important, is that it's not just a hobby. But, you know, I'm a little different because I've been doing it so long, so a lot of the stuff, you know, it's online. You see a lot of the crap I'm doing. But an issue that I've run into in my life is not always knowing how to support other people, because it's not always black and white. Like, you can come to a show, you can read a blog, you can listen to a song, but if somebody wants to do something that it's not their 9-to-5, but they're kind of dabbling outside of it, and they may need a push. But you may not know exactly how to give it to them. And if y'all don't speak about it, then you kind of just brush it under the rug, like, oh, she ain't say nothing, so I ain't going to do it. Like, it just builds up, and you never know what somebody's feeling. So to the person that is anonymous right now, it is something you have to bring up, because that guy may not be in the front of his mind. He may just be accepting and receiving all your support and everything that you're doing. But in his mind, if what you got going on is not in his peace, you know, you may want to be a dancer, but, you know, you mentioned it like dude was mentioning firefighting. So
he probably don't care about it, though. Let's go.
He might not care at all, but
he may appreciate first base and value
right.
her, but if he cared about her, then he would, there's no rap about it. Like, he would be, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you care about somebody, you're there. You know what I mean? And it's like, damn, baby, I got it. The clown's got it, you know, but, you know, and that's not, you know, he may like her, he may love her, you know, but to have concern for someone is an entirely different thing, you know.
But you may not be a fan of what they do as well. Like you
right.
said, somebody not being a fan of DJ, people are not a fan of rappers that are not, you know, just rappers, period. Like, you
right.
you meet somebody today, you tell them, yo, I'm an MC. Like, they're like, get the hell out of here. What are you talking about? You're not on BET. You're not on MTV. So basically, you're trying to rap. Like, you're pursuing a rap career. Nobody wants to hear that. So
uh-huh.
if I'm selling drugs and that's my dream, somebody might not be in support of that. Like, you know, I don't think I really want to be with a crack dealer at this age in my life. It doesn't fall in line with what I got going on, you know. And I've heard that, so I moved on, you know.
Yeah, that actually is one of my professions. Like, when a woman asks me, you know, in the street or a club what I do, I tell myself crack minors. Anything better than DJ actually works.
Wow.
Better than rap.
Anything's better than rap.
Crap.
I sell crack minors. What? I sell crack minors. You know, because when you get that whole what do you do thing, you know, it's a bit annoying. You know, that's a whole other story, though.
Yeah, crack is a little bit above rap on the totem pole, too. I think rap
it is.
My goodness.
You know, no, it is. I tell you, no, Jazz. I know two people who, you know, struggling in the rap game, and their girlfriends or baby mothers said that they basically compared them to drug dealers that they knew and said, well, Lee So-and-so is doing this.
Right.
I'm like, what? You rather me sell weed than at least he's doing something. So,
wow.
Yeah, a lot of these guys don't want to sell drugs out here. A lot of these guys just really henpecked into doing these things.
Yeah, it's for their moment.
That's another show.
Yeah. At least you get an eyebrow raise. Like, ooh, you selling drugs? Ooh, what you driving?
Yeah, oh, they like that anyway. Don't fool me. They like that. Please. That's a whole other story. Okay.
What you drive?
I don't know one drug dealer who was short of a harem. So let's knock it off, ladies. I know what time it is. Yeah,
that's
I know what time
show.
It is. I never seen a single drug dealer yet.
Damn, that's another
son, I got all this cocaine, but I can't get no pussy, though. But that is next week's show.
Vic, are women disappointed when they find out that you're not a dope dealer?
Did someone ask me that?
Yeah.
Who asked me that? The clown?
Doc P, not the clown.
Doc P? Women get, because, I mean, me personally, I never really let them in to the truth. Sometimes I have my pager still, you know. I have Chop eat me different times of the night. Let them know, like, hey, babe, business calls, you know. So, I mean, they'll never really know. Like, I start my line and I run with it. So, no, Doc T, did not get disappointed. I throw bacon soda all around the counter, you know, they don't know what's going on. Hide my record.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
They
you say that
me.
Now, Jazz. You say that now.
No,
we're going to leave that. Shut her mic. Jazz, don't even say nothing. Let's move on.
Why?
Let's move on. No,
okay,
move on.
Fine. Okay.
Did we help any with the girl on the in the chat room? Did
no,
she have any more questions?
No, fucked up now. No. Now she's going to find a dope dealer. Great.
Oh, well, then that's better.
He probably does still dope. You know, but on the real, though, if someone cares about you, they're going to support you. But just make sure that you know how it is, you know, to not be supported, because some people feel like they don't get support, but that person has their back all the way. Some folk, like, you know, you may meet someone like me who goes overboard with the support, and then,
right.
you know, meet someone later on, and, like, he's just not, like, pushing me off the bed when I got to run. He just, you know, asked me if I ran today. He's not supporting me, so don't get twisted. Some people out there are very supportive, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes someone fucking with your ass is being supportive. You know, really.
Yeah.
You know, you had the 6 month, you know, bandit out there. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes that person even fucking with you is being supportive, you know, or sometimes that person giving you a little bit of money to do what you got to do is supportive. People, you know, meet them on their level,
And that's how they view it. Some people view it like that. Like, yo, you living with me. I'm paying whatever bills. That's support, motherfucker.
Right.
Shut up.
I agree with that 100%. I've been told that my method of support in recent relationships is a little bit more harsh than a person would like. Like, you know, don't even tell me your aspirations unless you want me to be extremely, in your face about it. Because and I say that now because that's the type of person that I am. Like, if you tell me, oh, we want to do, I want to build a website for, my music thing. Okay. And I'm going to be in your face. Like, what do we do today? What do we do today? That's how I operate because that's kind of what I want for myself. So I motivate others the way that I would want to be motivated. If I tell you, if it comes out of my mouth, that's because I want you to know and
what'd
I
you
want
say?
You to behind me. I said that if it comes out of my mouth, like if I tell somebody I'm telling you because I want you to support, I want you to know, and I want you to help me. So, like, maybe while you're out doing your thing, you might meet somebody who could be very, instrumental to my dream, and you'll, hook me up in that way. But I still want to get to one of the things that I was saying in the beginning. I want to learn from you guys and our callers, when have you reached that threshold? When do you know that your level of support is maybe it's too much or it's in vain? Like, for instance, I got a message from someone that's probably not on the line, but they knew that we were going into this show. And actually, I talk about what happens when your partner maybe needs support with drug abuse. So let's just say you're with someone. Okay, good. You're with someone, you really love them, and they're doing, they're taking on,
it's not me, it's my ex.
Okay, well, they're taking on behaviors that are not.
I met her, too.
Damn.
You shut his mic off? It wasn't just one. I think they send them for rehab right to my house. I think my number's in the rehab book, I think. I'm not sure. But I think, like, they have halfway houses. They have, like, job centers. They have Vic and shit. Go ahead, Dan.
So tell us, if you can, tell us that experience. And the reason I'm bringing up more serious topics, because I think that our listeners are in, some serious relationships, whether they're marriage or long-term relationships. And, when we talk about being a cheerleader, it's not just, you want to be a rapper, you want to be this, you want to open up your own business, but we're also
talking
about
you want to be clean.
I love you, or you have financial problems that are spiraling out of control. How do you know if you can be an effective supporter? How long do you stay in this role of a cheerleader or supporter? Or when is it just too much and it's time for your health and that person's health to let them go?
Yeah, Vic, what did you do with Coke Woman, with Coke Girl?
What
did you do?
Let me answer in reverse. Like, I know it's too much when I start getting stressed out on somebody else's shit. Like, if I feel any type of adverse way in my stomach, if you ain't did what you supposed to do for yourself, then you know what? I'm bugging out. Like, I'm taking it a little bit too personally, and that's when I step back. You know what I'm saying? If I'm upset that, you didn't go to firefighter school today, or you skipped the class, and you know what? I'm too emotionally involved in your journey. You know what I'm saying? And I got to step back, and then I got to not care. As far as, you mentioned, money and stuff like that, because especially these days and times, not having a job and not having money, it can become realer and realer, each day. We want to have understanding, because the job market, for some people, it sucks. I think that you stay with that situation for as long as you can without it becoming a financial strain to you. You don't want to pull yourself down, pulling that person down. You know, you do want to give that person deadlines out loud, not like, you know, in your mind. You do want to make sure they are going on interviews, they're working on their resume. You want to pretty much be like an unemployment office. This is how they make sure you have to go on certain things and, you know, interviews every day, whatever it is. Or if you get kicked out, the same thing you got to do with your household. Like, yo, what you mean you play Xbox today? Or what you mean you watched in One Life to Live today? You know, what happened to A, B, and C? And with that, I would give them 2 weeks, really, with that. Like, come on, it's been 2 weeks. You ain't go for no job. All right, come on. Now, you wildin'. You're probably fucking somebody else. You know, whatever. Now, with the drug thing, you know, drugging is pretty serious. It depends on what kind of drug we're talking about. Talking about, like, dope, you know, like heroin. I mean, you know, I'm not a counselor. You know, I think that's more in jazz department. But, you know, me, because I'm not that squeamish about drugs, mm-hmm. I would support the person as much as they would let me be a drill sergeant with the shit. Like, I would have to be on my no caffeine. Like, is that coffee? No coffee. You know, no Red Bull. No da da da. You know you got a problem, right? You know, no Tylenol. So as long as they understand the gravity of the situation from my perspective, as long as they don't trip, like. And it was just dope. Like, why are you acting like that? I told you no. As long as they understand that, yeah, I have to be gung-ho about it, then I'm down with them because I feel like I helped someone kick the monkey off their back. But they got to sign up for boot camp, though. They got to realize that, okay, if you're fucking with me, you know, I need to be real confident that you're done with that. You know, and I've had people who have used, you know, different recreational drugs, and they didn't want to stop. You know, or they said that, well, they're not sure if they would stop. And
so when did you leave?
Huh?
What made you leave?
Well, one person decided to stop messing with me. You know, because
you
they
went down?
Well, no. Same growing pains and shit. I didn't party back when we were born in Mike. It's because they knew they were serious to me that they not deal with that particular substance. And
they chose coke over you.
Say what now?
They chose coke over Vic.
Coke. Yeah, well, they pretty much chose the freedom over me. Like,
right.
It wasn't anything. They could have been a stripper, but the fact is that they didn't want to say that, you know, and they were very honest. They didn't want to say that they were necessarily going to be done with that, so they said, well, you know, you don't want to be with me because A, B, and C.
We got a caller.
We have a caller. Let's
who that is?
Seven, nine.
You got like 8 minutes.
Yeah, well, we got a caller. She's gonna hold up for a minute. Hang on. I don't even know if I can bring her on.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's going on? Wait, let me take this off of speakerphone.
Okay. Well, we have about 7 minutes, and we were kind of pulling this into the serious realm towards the end of the show, which we tend to do.
Okay.
So please share your perspective on having someone's back.
Okay. Well, basically, I just want to know, at what point does it go from expecting a husband, a wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other, whatever, to have your back to just pulling them into your madness? And when do you take the time to step back and say, okay, maybe I shouldn't be in a relationship right now because I really need to take the time to work on me?
Well,
okay,
this was going to be actually another show, but
spin.
this is a whole show that I actually had in mind. But I mean, really, I think we were always working on ourselves. And no matter how the cliches go, we will always have baggage. You know, there's never, you know, unless we have amnesia, we're always going to carry a little bit of pain with us, a little bit of confusion with us. It's never, ever, ever going to go away. We can learn how to work with it, but it's never going to go away. So you have to realize that. You can't go on no trip without baggage. Who's doing that? Nobody, right? You also have to realize that with the right person, if that person doesn't exist, that person can help you, because sometimes it's hard to get off of the wrong thing unless you have the right thing there as an example. You know, like you do want to fast. Like the abstinence poisons your system, you do want to fast from the poisons, but you don't want to starve yourself to death because you have poisons once upon a time. So you do want to replenish after the fast, you know, with good stuff, you know, physically and mentally, emotionally. You may want to give yourself a certain amount of time, a time like, you know what, I'm going to have this this plan for myself. This is how I'm going to get rid of all this negative energy, or get rid of some of this baggage. It's going to take me, you know, 3 months. It's going to take me a year. It'll take me the winter. I'm just going to be doing A, B, and C. I'm going to plot this course and do my little personal rite of passage. And on February 1st, I will be ready to start to open myself to what may be out there. But if you don't give yourself a goal like anything else, you'll just be there. You'll just be there, you know, by yourself. And it could happen that you just starve yourself to death emotionally. And you don't want that. You know, you don't want that. Sometimes you want to tie yourself to the proper person. You may want to, of course, have boundaries. I mean, like no sex boundaries, no spending the night. But sometimes, you know, we do have people in our lives, platonically or not, you know, so they can guide us into another level, so we could have healthy relationships, you know. So, but let them know. Let them know, you know, that, hey, I'm fucking crazy. Are you down? You down with that? Yeah? Okay, then come on.
That's crazy. You know. That's funny. That is funny. But I think it is important. We learned tonight that it's important to communicate what your needs are, and what your expectations are. And when you're talking about some of the more serious things, I think it's important for you to say, you know, when I met you, this was okay. Because sometimes things that people do, you know, they party all the time. You know, they spend all the time in the studio. Maybe they are social drinkers or substance users. And then, you know, the more you start to become in a relationship with them, or the more you start to care about them, the more you realize you don't like those behaviors, or
right.
Maybe things get worse as they get stressed out, or as, you know, situation changes. So I think that it's also important for you to do a check-in with yourself and say, okay, I was okay with him or her drinking when we used to go out on Friday night, but am I really okay with this person drinking Monday, Wednesday, you know, Friday at 11 o'clock in the afternoon? And yes, you can love someone and care about them, but also not allow them to be destructive to your life and the things that are
right. You don't want to support a habit, and you don't want the person to be dependent upon you either. You know, you want to be a supportive person, but you don't want that person to be, you know, dependent on you, or codependent. I think that's what they say.
Yes.
And that's real easy. You know, you don't want that. Talked about being unequally yoked last week. Well, that's another way to be unequally yoked, is to be with someone that ain't never going to be shit in their life. And, you know, I mean, some people ain't going to be shit, you know. And sometimes with our egos, we feel we can save them. We have the Captain Save-A-Hoes out there. We have women who want to, no, girl, you don't understand. You want to be a painter one day, you know. We had that too. So if you are a supporter out there, you do want to be careful and protect yourself from that, because people will, what, leech off of you, you know, blood suck you. You know, they'll live for free. You know, they'll take your money. They'll take your encouragement, you know, and they may encourage you. However, you're the only one that's actually getting anywhere in life. So you do want to make sure you're not being leached, you know, emotionally. You know, go find someone that's doing something in their life, because they deserve. You have all these people out there who are upwardly mobile, who are single, except for coke dealers, like we talked about earlier. You know, so you definitely, you know, you want to have all these jet setters like Jasmine in relationships, you know, and find someone like that, you know. You know, if you want to be a gangster rapper, I don't know. But, you know, you definitely want to find someone who's doing shit, especially if you're over the age of 27. Because, I mean, really, a lot of this conversation, if you're like 18, just ignore this whole conversation. Who cares? You know what I mean? But
the beast part.
Yeah. You know, but if you're 25, 27, you're 30, you're 35, like, yeah, come on. I mean, you want to be with someone that got some fucking money in their bank account. You know what I'm saying? You want to be with someone who is doing something in their life. You don't want to babysit a fucking 35-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't. Do you, Jack?
No, I don't.
Like, Price Smith nurtures them, but come on, I ain't nurturing no 35-year-old, though. Like, babe, yeah, but you want to be, you know, fuck that.
20 seconds left.
To be happy.
Everyone,
oh, we're done?
In tonight? Yeah, we're done. Penn State Doc, Sweet Panny, Rusty Taylor.
Can you go and cheat, though? Did they go and cheat, Jazz? You going to fuck somebody that's doing shit?
The clown in the room.
Tell us how to holler at Vic. Tell us how to holler at Vic.
He'll put your nose on right.
Yeah, your nose. Your red nose wide open.
Wonderful co-host, Sean Stimulat and DJ Victoria.
Tightrope.
We are out. Good night, guys.
All right, see y'all later.